The Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there will be no change in Israel's policy on the siege of the Gaza Strip, despite a deal to normalize ties with Turkey.
Security naval blockade remains in place, but we do enable cargo and material, humanitarian material, to come from Turkey or from any other country to Israel. They can come via the sea to Ashdod, and they're passed through our regulations and our security procedures to Gaza. This was the case and will be the case in the case of the Turkish goods.
Okay. Now, well, that's enough.
Netanyahu made the remarks after the Turkish Prime Minister Bin Ali Yildirim announced the normalization of ties by the two sides. According to the Turkish official, Tel Aviv has agreed to comply with two conditions set by Ankara for normalizing bilateral relations. They include apologizing for Israel's 2010 raid on a Gaza-bound Turkish aid ship, as well as paying $20 million in compensation to families of the Turkish activists killed in the attack. Under the agreement, Ankara and Tel Aviv will also exchange ambassadors as soon as possible. Let's talk about this with Max Egan. He's a radio host and political commentator who joins us via Skype. Max Egan, welcome. So let's see here. First of all, regarding the siege, the Prime Minister Netanyahu has said that it hasn't been lifted, yet Turkey is saying that it's somewhat lifted. They can deliver some equipment that's non-military. But the Prime Minister specifically said that it's kind of the status quo from the previous time is still going to be in place. It's kind of confusing what the deal is with the siege.
Well, yeah, there's really no change to the siege at all. This really just seems to be appeasement, you know, like we're just going to pay you $20 million and give you an apology. And what we're seeing here really is like ties between Turkey and the West are kind of breaking down. You know, Turkey's been seen as implicated in the gas attacks that happened in Syria, for example. We've seen that ISIS is smuggling a lot of oil through Turkey. We're seeing Saudi Arabia, also the ties between the West are getting frayed. So we're seeing Turkey and Saudi Arabia joining with their closest ally in the region, which is Israel, of course. This is just Israel and these countries trying to bolster some support that they have, that they can get in the area, because they can all see, I think, that they're soon going to be hung out to dry by the West. I mean, this is just appeasement, and it's just an open way of saying that we're actually going to support this regime. I mean, you can be seen that Turkey and Israel have been supporting each other anyway, just from their support of ISIS and the things that have been going on in Syria. We can see that there's been covert relations going on, oil smuggling, all sorts of things going on with these countries behind the scenes anyway. So they're just coming out and making a little more public that actually we're going to work together on this. You know, Israel doesn't really need the West that much anymore. It's just received the most massive aid package in history, I think, from the United States. So we're seeing a subtle shifting of the power in the region and a joining forces of some of the more aggressive regimes in the area for who knows what in the future.
Well, there's got to be some kind of geopolitical impact that this is going to have, I would think, when you have Turkey officializing itself in terms of a reconciliation, at least for the general public, with Israel. At the same time, you have you've had Saudi Arabia and Israel also somewhat coming out of the closet too, but Turkey also just today reached out somewhat to Russia. Erdogan apologizing to Putin for the downing of that Russian jet. So these are all play into the region, do you think?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's a very, very delicate chessboard that's being played at the moment. But, you know, what Turkey's actions are doing is virtually legitimizing the siege of Gaza and saying it's okay. I mean, it's not okay. It's a massive war crime and it needs to be addressed. But I think Turkey's doing this because it's worried. It's got to find some sort of ally in the region because it can see what's coming down the pipe, so it's reaching out to whoever it can. So, of course, it's apologizing to Russia. It's trying to appease the Israeli prime minister and appease Israeli policies because it knows it really hasn't got too many friends in the world and that things are going to turn pear-shaped for it very soon. It can be seen to have been offering massive support to ISIS in the region. We can see ISIS is flailing in Iraq. It's starting to come undone now in the region. You know, Putin's really done a lot of damage to the Western plans for ISIS in Syria. So the whole geopolitical stage is changing at the moment. Yeah, England leaving the EU, everything's changing. The wheels are falling off the control grid that the West has been trying to put in place, and Turkey's just trying to find what allies it's got in the region while it still can keep its head above water, I think.
Okay, thank you. Max Egan, radio host and political commentator, talking to us there.